Hey, it worked. I love when that happens.
Sure did.
I am thankful, so very thankful for all of you who sent me pictures. It was wonderful to get them. It was wonderful to see the places and the things and the people that brought you a sense of awe. It was a gift to me, even though I wasn't asking for it that way. It was a gift to me to bring me some awe in a time that I need it. What a reminder that we are all grounded in the same earth and that we're all connected. I wrote up this whole thing about these things I noticed, and then I noticed something totally different watching it here with you all. So I'm going to play a little bit with what I wrote. And some things I did notice. First, you took a lot of pictures and things in nature, right? What is that? There is something about the natural world that shows us the beauty in the world and gives us reason to hope. Even when things are really, really hard, that connection. You took pictures of your loved ones, of humans, and of animals. More themes of connection, more places to ground. And there were works of human creativity reflected, right? Things made by people that can be another reminder of how we are linked together. I'm thinking of that picture of the, what's that stuff called? the creeper on the wire link fence, right? Something natural on something man-made. How we're all linked together. And I wasn't prepared for the emotional response when the pictures shifted, and I keep looking as if they're still there, when the pictures shifted from things and animals to having humans in them. I also want to lift up some of the stories you sent me with your pictures. One of the trees that you all saw, and we saw a lot of trees, right? It's a good time of year to find awe in trees. One of the trees you all saw was a maple that the sender told me they had meant to take a picture of for years and had never gotten to it until this invitation to do so now. Many people named the places they sent me pictures of, right, to show where they were from. And some told me what they were doing when they took the picture. One of you, along with a few pictures, sent me a list of more things you would have taken pictures of had you not been so awestruck that you would have thought of it. So this is an example of something researchers are now finding to be an important aspect of awe, how it binds us together. I'm taking some ideas from an article in Parade magazine, thank you so much, that someone posted on our Facebook group a couple of weeks ago, the same magazine that you looked at. The article's called "Feeling Awe May Be the Secret to Health and Happiness." The author of the article, Paula Spencer, writes about five effects of awe in our lives. She quotes from a psychologist, Dacher Keltner, who believes that we humans are hardwired to feel awe. And the way that it binds us together is actually a survival mechanism. Keltner uses the example of looking up at the night sky, and had I been able to take a picture of that with my phone, I would have, and realizing we're a tiny, tiny part of something huge, and says that this helps to shift our thinking from me to we. A second aspect of awe, according to Spencer, is that it helps us see things in new ways. She says it's the opposite of fear or excitement, which can trigger this fight or flight response. And she says that awe tends to slow us down, keep us attentive. Third, she says, awe makes us nicer and happier. She refers to an experiment in which people were given pictures to reflect on, pictures of either a beautiful tree or a blank building. And those who spent time looking at the tree Well, they reported feeling more feelings of awe, but they also were more likely to pick up pencils that were dropped by accident in front of them during the experiment. Fourth, it changes our bodies by releasing proteins that are associated with healing. And fifth, Spencer concludes that these aspects of awe give it the power to heal us. Do we know that already? Right? She writes about people with PTSD feeling fewer symptoms when they get out into nature more regularly, and about people suffering from depression who can find sometimes relief out in the world, out hiking. So this to me feels like a summary of things that I already know, right? Thank you, science, somebody said last night at Sustainable Saturday Night. I hear in this that spending time in places and in situations where we have access to awe is important to the work of growing into being our best selves, allowing ourselves to be moved by beauty or bigness or ingenuity or anything else in the world or in ourselves or between ourselves is yet another way to open our hearts to the possibilities of joy and wholeness. So being present to those things that bring awe is another way to learn to practice moving love into the world. This is a way to see the world differently. I'm going to read from a blog article called Reuniting with Awe by a woman named Courtney Martin, who writes about learning to see the world differently through shared experiences with her toddler. Part of becoming an adult, she writes, is learning to lower your expectations of loved ones, of yourself, of particularly charged moments, your wedding day, New Year's Eve, that long-awaited vacation. There's such wisdom in that. She writes, I'm constantly working on my friend's advice to expect less and love more. And yet she continues, the paradox is that there's something that sort of transcends maturity about being open to the potential pleasure of every single moment. My daughter is free of specific expectations, so she approaches the world with one giant indiscriminate expectation. Delight me. Keys go in mailboxes and miniature doors open to reveal pieces of paper inside, left there by a friendly person in a funny outfit. Dominoes can be sorted into various sizes of beautifully colored baskets in whichever way I want. Lotion is a white substance that comes out of a tube and you can rub it on someone's hand and it disappears and they feel soft. The mundane becomes miraculous through the eyes of my 16-month-old daughter. She's rarely disappointed, and when she is, she simply moves on to the next miracle, waiting in a kitchen drawer or nestled in the soil in the garden beds. And as she marvels, I'm marveling anew. You know what? Lotion is kind of amazing when you pause to think about it. The postal system does sort of knock my socks off. And dominoes, they're so pleasing when you hold them in your hand, the cold weight of them, those little indented dots. We've discovered they spin on the concrete floor and make a great noise when Papa propels them from his mouth across the room. May we all learn the practice of awe, if for no other reason than to defend ourselves against the onslaught of hate and fear and disappointment. That's just at a minimum. I hope we're able to learn to immerse ourselves in the awe that we find in our everyday lives. Out the window right now, there are leaves tumbling down, little yellow leaves tumbling down off of trees to land on the sidewalk and make a mosaic. I hope we're able to learn to use those moments to ground and center and be ready for whatever hard thing comes next. May it be so. May we be so.